You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. has blocked a plan by the Trump administration to end food stamps for nearly 700,000 unemployed people. Let's bring in Marketplace's Erica Barris with more on this proposed change.
This rule, announced back in December, would have required more food stamp recipients to work to get benefits by limiting states' ability to waive existing work mandates. It was supposed to take effect in the spring, but it was blocked in mid-March by Chief Judge Beryl Howell. That month, Congress suspended work mandates as part of the coronavirus relief package. The Agriculture Department appealed the judge's earlier order, and the rule was still scheduled to take place. But yesterday, that same judge wrote that it's not clear how denying benefits, quote, makes sense.
To what extent is that because we're seeing so many people without enough to eat right now?
Right. We're in a pandemic. Millions of Americans have lost their jobs. As of May, more than 6 million people have signed up for supplemental nutrition assistance benefits, a 17% increase. Judge Howell called the plan by the Agriculture Department arbitrary and capricious.
So what happens next here?
This is one of three Trump administration efforts to overhaul the food stamp program. One looks at how utility expenses are calculated. The other one looks at who qualifies for aid. It could leave 500,000 kids without access to free school meals. The USDA is still working on those.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.